Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
And on a special team, certainly the lack of judgment by a young return man was a significant play in the game. A lot of times, man, when you're in close ball games, particularly early in the year, there's a play in that space, in that special team space, that often shapes or turns a game. It helped us in a positive way. The play by Kenny Gainwell with the Jets, and certainly the game the other day was a never negative outcome.
Mike Tomlin reflecting on Caleb Johnson's brain fart. Special teams played a role in the Steelers losing that home opener to the Seahawks last year. Mike McCarthy has talked about that third phase of the game being a big deal. Such a big deal, in fact, that a coach was fired on that side of the ball today. PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, live right now on YouTube and X. And this almost never happens. A coach getting fired by the Steelers. Mike Tomlin resigned. Matt Canada was fired because he was the worst offensive coordinator any of us had ever seen. Al Everest was a special teams coach who got fired before the start of the season. There's all kinds of speculation on what happened there. I've heard some things.
Have you now?
I have, about him. Allegedly, put that out there. He was thinking about it's 5 o'clock somewhere a little bit too much.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
What would that have been? The Britt Reid.
So it's happened a couple times. This assistant special teams coach of the Steelers fired today, according to Adam Schefter, for violating team policy. Do you know how bad you'd have to violate team policy as a coach to get fired before the season even starts? There's got to be something really under the surface here. Really, really scandalous, I would think. I don't think this is just like this. This is not, I'm not saying in the real world.
Although that was my thought, was like it's something that maybe isn't criminal, but it's very salacious.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, I don't know if this is real world felonious.
Well, but, I think we would have already seen like something come out in a police report.
But in a football
it's got to be
sense,
really bad.
It's got to raise to that level.
It's
yes.
It's almost got to be like if it's football related only and it has nothing to do with the real world where somebody would have found a police report already, I think if there was like an incident that would have required the police. Don't you almost think like if it's not just like allegedly, you know, like the Al Everest thing, the alleged Al Everest thing, wouldn't it almost have to be like spilling state secrets? You know what I mean? Like almost working against the interests of your own team?
I don't know. We have,
because it's just such an odd thing to see happen at this time of year. Like, yeah, this guy's out of here, man, and we're not really going to give you many details.
We have no, yeah, right. We have no information to go by other than Schefter saying one of the Steelers, I would think one of their cardinal sins, got broken. You do this as a coach. There's no exceptions. There's no second chances. There's no warnings. There's no slap on the wrist. You're automatically a goner.
Think there was a reply all or a forward email situation here?
I don't think an email like that could get you fired anymore. I think that that's been kind of...
The taboo has been lifted?
Yes, I do. And I don't think that people email each other that kind of stuff anymore. That's a lost art.
Much more easily accessible now.
And people text each other that stuff.
Yeah, it is a curious thing. It's just one of those things that, because we're probably not going to hear anything else about it other than Schefter announcing this, that we'll all wonder for a long time.
Faribault on in 10 minutes, we'll see if he knows anything.
Kabali on a little bit after that, we'll see if he knows anything.
Here is Chris on some positive thoughts on the Steelers in 2026. Hello, Chris.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
We're good.
So two things I didn't want to see coming into this season: Mike Tomlin on the sideline and Mason Rudolph quarterbacking. The reason with Tomlin is just, I think, a change of philosophy on both sides of the ball. I'm interested to see, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of the McCarthy hire, but at least it's something different. And that's what a lot of people were screaming for last year, was everything's just been the same for so long. So I'm actually excited just to see something different.
But the quarterback's not different from last year, and I noticed you did not include him as something you didn't want to see this season.
Well, I think that if they, you know, it's all about the offensive line, and you guys have said that a lot of times. It's how they protect him. Yeah, he can't move that well.
Well, hold on. I haven't actually always said that, Chris. I think that one of the things that – two things can be true.
Thanks, Chris.
Two things can be true.
Call again.
Your offensive line can be subpar and not always give you time to throw, and you can also be so gun-shy and resistant to wanting to take hits as a quarterback that you get the ball out of there early when you don't necessarily have to, and mm-hmm. I think both of those things happened frequently last year. I do not want to just put all – because I think it's way too much of a getting hot – I know it's a feel-good Friday, but I don't want people to get out over their skis with unjustified hope if they say, the O-line will be better, it'll take some maybe a week or two to gel, but it'll be better, and then ipso facto, Aaron Rodgers will hold the ball longer.
Those are also good talking points for Fittipaldo, for Faribault and Kabali, because of something that Fittipaldo did say. Ray thinks that the starting right side of the Steelers' offensive line, when they take on the Atlanta Falcons in week one, is Spencer Anderson at right guard and Dylan Cook at right tackle.
A sixth or a seventh round.
I gotta be
Anderson.
Honest with you. That does not inspire confidence in me whatsoever.
A seventh round pick at guard.
Yep.
Because they're flipping the worst kept secret now that isn't even a secret because everyone just openly more or less acknowledges it. They're flipping last year's right side of the line over to the left. That's the bottom line.
Because Stone Cold said so?
Yes. Malzi 316. No, they're going to flip the line. They're going to keep Frazier, obviously, where he is. And then they're going to go with, likely, according to Ray at least, a seventh rounder and a guy that used to be a quarterback who converted to tackle to at least start the season, unless...
Who was competent when he played last year, to his credit.
They helped him a lot to make sure that his competence didn't get overrun by his
inexperience. Veteran left guard who's gone. Here's Ron and Shaler. Hello, Ron. Ron! Thanks, Ron. Here is Chase in Butler. Hello, Chase.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The thing I'm most excited about is Michael Pittman getting a nice big body receiver who was the number one in Indianapolis. We finally got him. So now we don't just have one, number one to throw to with DK Metcalf. We can be more depth. We could have more depth in the wide receiver game and the downfield game.
It's a good point. I wonder who's going to be their number one wide receiver. Metcalf is getting paid like it. Will Pittman be more productive?
I think it's
possible.
Well, I think it's going to be got two guys asked to do two very different things. I think the idea, at least on paper, is Pittman is a guy you have to respect on the shorter stuff, the quick hitter stuff, because he's also kind of a bull through contact. And that means that DK Metcalf gets more opportunities to run downfield and make huge plays.
The Fan 5 Alarm is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, and it is back and better than ever. Spread out over 2 days, June 17th and 18th. Your donations help right now. We are going to have a big event, the Fan Producer Spelling Bee. The real Spelling Bee was last night. The Producer Spelling Bee is going to be at this event. $500 cash prize to the winner. Every producer who finishes ahead of Austin Bechtold gets $25. What do you think of that?
Really? Like a Bechtold bonus?
Yep.
A beat Bechtold bonus. Build back better.
And from what I was told, there would be an extra bonus to Bechtold if he wins.
And then think about those kids he went to high school with now. They'll really be kissing his ass.
Make your tax-deductible donation at 937thefan.com. All proceeds benefit 25 local volunteer fire departments. It is presented by A to Z Fire Equipment, McVeigh Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and People's Natural Gas.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.